Sir.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Ramblecast. I just overstepped.
Yeah, it's fine. I go ahead and do it.
Well, you don't have a song. I don't have today, a song. So yeah.
I was thinking about one, but I didn't have time to look it up. So
instead of having a song, Nick is just going to unwrap high chews the entire podcast.
I'm down to my last two. So.
Crack chews. Your last two, you've had about 30 of them.
Yeah, I love them. So anyway, apparently Matt and Jack have never discovered the good.
No, I've had them.
Oh, okay. You need to get high chews. You can get the regular ones, which are like strawberry, grape, and green apple. I think most grocery stores these days.
I'm not a fan of grape candy.
Oh, man, the grapes are the best.
I agree.
Of the regular flavor high chews, the grape is the best by far.
Because we were talking about, you were talking about Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
And if I get a bag of Jolly Ranchers, what's left is the grape. I save those to the end. It's like, all right, I'm out of candy. I got to have something. I'll break down, have the grape Jolly Ranchers.
You know, you should just put them in a box, mail them to Chris, and Chris will mail you some editables.
Oh, that's
there you go. That would be a good trade-off.
That's a fair trade-off to me. Who's the centerfold this month for Postmate?
But yeah, like there's a store in Fort Collins called Rocket Fizz, which is like a candy chain.
That's another John song, right?
Rocket, yeah. there's one in Boulder, there's one here in Fort Collins, and they have like oh my God, just all kinds of candy you've not seen since you were a kid, just tons of it.
Well, that's Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it's like Cracker Barrel, but like way better. They have some novelty, not novelty, but just the rare high chews. And one of them is like they have sours and they have sweets. And like the sour ones I love because you have grapefruit, lemon, lime, and watermelon or something like that. But it's the grapefruit high chews. If anyone can find them where you're from, get the grapefruit high chews. They are unbelievably good. I love sour. They're great.
I always crack up when you see old candy because you're like, okay, I didn't see this. I don't see this anywhere else. How are they still making? Is this old candy that they never sold it, or is this?
It's from 1982.
Yeah. Okay, because
if it's candy, if it's candy corn, absolutely.
Well, candy, but no one eats candy corn. Nobody goes out. I'm sure there's someone out there that goes out. Nobody goes out of the way. Oh, good, I got candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Candy corn sucks.
Yep. It's like every store you go into during Halloween, it's at the front of the like the impulse item. I go. Is anyone going, oh, God, I'm glad they put it up here because I got to grab me a bag of candy corn because I hate somebody.
You see it at the front of every department store, but you also see it at everyone's goddamn house. It's everywhere. People buy it. Shit.
I don't want to sit here and defend candy corn, but I will say that circus peanuts are worse.
Welcome to the shop. Here's Circus Penis.
I always want to know. You send me
a Circus Penis. Does his tricks?
It's way too chewy and chalky.
You know the candy you get every now and then. It's like a little strawberry that's wrapped up.
Yeah.
What the hell are those things called? They're called
Roof of Your Mouth Destroyers. That's what they're called.
I love those.
They're called the same thing as the end of your shoelace.
My great grandmother Ruth, God rest her soul. Used to always have a little, like a glass dish of those and the ribbon candy at all times. Strawberries and ribbon candy.
Are you talking about the big hard candy?
Strawberry has like a soft inside.
Yeah. I'm talking about the ribbon where it was just thrown in a jar. It wasn't wrapped.
No, yeah, it was just free flowing ribbon candy.
Yeah, my mom used to get that when I was a kid, but now you look back and I go, yeah, the dog could have been licking that. Because my dog loves candy.
And on the other side of the room, there's always peanut brittle in a tin.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of breaking the roof of your mouth,
yeah. I'm not a big peanut brittle fan. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's like
I think it was all.
Dude, everybody stops. I'm like, I love toffee. I'm like, fuck that guy.
Oh, I thought you said coffee.
I thought you said coffee too.
Like, that makes no fucking sense. But okay, I'll go with it.
There's always a cup of coffee at the end of the thing. Because I'm 67 years old.
You dip your peanut brittle in the coffee.
You got those candy corn peanut things, penis things, circus penis, and you know, I like
circus penis is the worst. And if you're eating circus penis,
Carney penis.
I'm Antonio Brown. I'm throwing little penises at cops. You know,
what a dick, huh?
And cussing out his mommy's. I guess he's not married. His girlfriend, but his mother of his children with the children there. Have you guys seen this video?
Yeah, it's terrible. No,
I go, oh my god! Why would you post it? Bad enough you filmed it. Why would you post it?
Because he's deranged, man. Like he's got some issues.
I remember he was on Dancing with the Stars. I said he was such a class. I heard he has problems. He has this. I think he needs some help because he's
well. You saw the shit that he pulled here in New England. You kidding me? Or before he got here, but then all the shenanigans that ensued afterwards.
He's cost himself a lot of money and probably a Hall of Fame career too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, circus penis.
They're the worst. I don't know why you would even defend that.
They're better than candy corn. The only thing about candy corn is you used to make like vampire teeth.
You put candy corn and circus peanuts on a pole, and I'm telling you, there's going to be a stripper that's licking that up.
Do you work for Postmates?
Sorry, Postmates.
Wow, this took a deep, you know, different direction than I what a different drink. I thought you were going to say on a table.
I was going to mean a poll, like a voting poll, but whatever. So, I think we've done an actual voting thing on or a best of or not best of, but whatever the fuck we do on this show.
The worst of versus of the worst of versus. Candy.
Thank you.
I think candy corn's one of those things people don't like to admit they like because
some people do, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's just straight wax. I don't understand how anybody likes it, but
well, as a kid, I like those wax. Remember those wax lips and the wax gums and the wax little milk things? And they had the wax little milk stick, the little sticks that had the juice in it. Who knows what the juice was? It wasn't. They should have had the juice in the circus penis, right?
I'm telling you, those wax bottles still better than circus peanuts.
Agreed.
Well, those were great. I mean, you sit there and get a big wad of and they used to have the harmonica one. Remember that one? They had little.
Yep.
I don't remember the harmonica.
And
one.
You could play the music on it. Yeah, look it up. They still sell them. You can. It's like one of like Nick's Candy Store.
I tell you, it's cool, man. I'd never seen a candy store like that until I moved here, and it is neat because I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you know from the 80s and 70s. Like, I wish they had Bonkers, but they haven't been Bonkers in 20 years.
Oh, man. Bonkers, man!
I remember Bonkers, yeah.
But they have like huge boxes of Nerds and all kinds of stuff that you're like, man, like when did they make them this big? You know, and
the Nerds are too much work. It's such a little candy. You put it. It's just like.
Eat them one at a time, Jack.
So Jack, literally, all you have to do is
pour them in your mouth.
And how many times have people spilled Nerds? I think that's my thing is because we're working at the rink. Kids would always spill. I go, come on.
Damn these kids. Keep spilling these Nerds.
Oh, damn Nerds. Why don't you get the big candy?
God damn it. This is an iceplex, not a goddamn candy store. Get your Nerds out of here, old whippersnapper.
Have they ever made a big giant Nerd? You know, like
I got your big giant nerd right here. Right?
I think they have because I'm looking at him.
No. That's my joke, you bastard. I was like, I got one giant nerd right here with his asterisk Houston. Yeah.
Well, so far, Houston.
Dude, this is going crazy, man. You know, Jack, you were posting earlier today about the whole baseball thing and how Alex Cora and the Red Sox have parted ways.
Yeah,
dude, they're going to come down on him.
Well, he was the one in Houston, right? He got it going in Houston.
He's like the ringleader of all this shit. Uh-huh. So here's the thing, and you know, there's going to be some Red Sox fans listening to us that are getting mad at me for saying this, but
wait, they didn't win the World Series last year, right?
No.
No, the year before they did.
There's no Red Sox fans anymore.
Oh, please. So there's going to be some pissed off people. When I say this, I think that the Red Sox really pussied out in this whole thing. You know, they're separating themselves.
They're trying to preempt
far.
Yeah.
and they're separating from with Alex Cora and not assuming any responsibility for the bullshit. And that kind of pisses me off, really. You know, that I feel like that they should take a bigger stance and say, hey, you know, XYZ, like, you know, this is what happened. We're going to, you know, they're going to get some type of punishment. It's not right. going to be just him. But why would you separate yourself from the whole thing? Like, own it.
Well, I think they're trying to soften the blow. I think, you know, it's like when a college team knows they're going to get some sanctions, but they kind of punish themselves ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you look at what Houston did, and they fired the coach and the general manager. I mean, they'll get a job again.
Not for a while.
And it kills me. The owners, if they're at the ballpark, they know what's going on.
They know. Please. They, of course.
So get off your fucking high horse. All the way. This is the integrity of the game. You knew what was going on. Shut the fuck up.
Well, it's crazy. Think about it. You know, I think someone was posting this on our page. I'm not sure, but they were saying, here's the implications of that year. Of the time that Cora spent with Houston, right? And then arguably that's what helped him get the job
right
in Boston, right? To which he then carries this team here to a World Series, probably doing the same shit. I for one, think that they should take it away.
It doesn't matter to me because my team doesn't win the World Series.
I mean, you take away from Houston and you take away from Boston and say, don't do it again. And that'll set the stage for the rest of the league.
That's what I was curious about too, especially with Houston, because that's what I've read a couple articles now talking about that, how like that could literally had cost, you know, the Dodgers the series. It's like, can you imagine the uproar if all of a sudden, you know, the league said, you know, Houston, you're no longer that championship, and, you know, turning your rings, turning everything, and we're giving it to the Dodgers. I mean, like, that would be so weird.
Well, look at 2018.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers get fucked everywhere they go, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Houston, we have a problem with Jack. He's frozen.
Oh, he is frozen, yeah. I thought he got
caught. Or mid-orgasm. I don't know what the hell he's doing there. He's like...
Hold on.
I think someone... Yeah.
Shot that real
quick. Yeah, I think he sat on a key.
Oh,
I missed it.
I didn't get it. Damn. God damn it.
Damn, we missed it.
I missed it.
Well... For all the listeners at home, just let your imagination run wild.
We just saw Jack's O face frozen for a good 20 seconds.
His eyes were closed, his mouth was open, and there was all circus penis.
So shit. Yesterday, I'll get my story started while we wait for him to come back.
Sure. Yeah.
I had yesterday and today off, and I decided to... go out to Western Mass, where I grew up, and take my mom out to lunch. So I was thinking about it, and I have been quietly obsessing over a couple things. Like I'll sit down and research and look things up like crazy over the past couple of months. First thing is solar panels. Like, I want to put solar panels in my house in the worst way. So I've been like researching the shit out of going solar and how it's going to, you know, the startup costs and versus long-term benefits, et cetera. But I've also been really obsessed over a Tesla car. I really want one. I really wanted one for a while, but I was thinking that I'm like, I just sat there and I literally figured this out two nights ago while taking a dump. Right. So I sit down on the toilet. I've got my own
best thoughts come from,
you know, I've got my own bathroom downstairs here that no one else uses but me. That's like my little sanctuary. And
nobody wants to use it. Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't care.
Well, I'll wait until your son gets older.
I know. Right. So
hey, can I share the throne?
I Googled rent a Tesla just a curiosity, just see what's out there. And what comes up, you know, there's this advertisement for this company that I've seen advertised on my Facebook, Instagram feeds everywhere. A company called Turo, T-U-R-O. Have you heard of it? Mm-hmm. It's an app. It's like, essentially, long story short, it's Airbnb for your car.
Hmm.
So people can rent their cars out essentially to people.
That's scary.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole insurance policy that gets taken out. The everything's covered on if you're a renter.
I mean, what if it's full of circus penis when you get back?
That'd be totally weird. Yeah. But anyway,
has a giant nerd in it.
And about 10 miles away, there's a dude who rents out his Tesla Model 3. So I was like, ooh. And I, of course, whenever I buy anything online, if it's not like on Amazon, janejack.com/Amazon, I always Google for coupons, right? You know, be like, you know, the XYZ coupon. So I just Googled Turo coupons. And lo and behold, there is one on Groupon. You got like a $50 gift card to Turo for like 10 or 15 bucks. So I was like, Yahtzee. So I got that. And then I went and I booked the next day.
How old are you?
I booked the Tesla for my drive out to Western Mass. And I was super pumped about it. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I was like excited, you know? So I got up, got my kids off to school, went and got a coffee and headed out. I got a haircut.
Was the coffee with the candy?
Oh, I see it now on the sides. Yeah.
So I haven't washed it since yesterday. It looks pretty damn good. So anyways, I go to the guy's house and he had coordinated. He works locally, so his Tesla is like an investment where he just sits there and rents it out for like $100 a day. So he sent this buddy over who happens to be like the president of the Electric Vehicle Association of New England. And I was like, oh boy.
Well, I didn't even know there was a club.
Neither did I until I got to this dude's house. And I got like the full fledged
right there.
Yeah. Huge nerd. So I got the full fledged like introduction to his group and order and all this bullshit. And then he gave me like the rundown of the car, which is actually very, very helpful because if you've not driven one before, it's completely different. So, anyways, all systems go. He tests it out. He brings me down straight away and demonstrates it's, you know, 0-60 power, which is impressive. Anyway, so he goes, I'm on my way. I'm driving out to Western Mass, which is, you know, mainly highway ride. Holy shit, man. Renting a Tesla was the worst thing I ever could have done. Because that's all I can think about now is buying one. And I can't afford one. So that car is amazing. Have you guys ridden in one or driven a Tesla?
No.
Seen them. It is quite honestly with the best driving experience I think I've ever had. So as you've heard, the acceleration of these cars is amazing. I did like 0-60 in like less than 5 seconds in this thing. You just get up and go. And then this car was equipped with autopilot. I'm waiting for the next text.
we're all joking. We're all laughing because someone in the chat wrote, "You have to use your dick to start it."
Yes. So now I'm just imagining your enthusiasm based on that.
I could start it from 10 feet away. you actually start it with literally like a card. It's like, it looks like a little credit card. You just tap it on the center console to start the car. But dude, autopilot in these Teslas is fucking insane. It literally drives itself down the highway with very, very, very little interaction by you. It's absolutely amazing. So now I'm thinking I gotta figure out a way to get me a Tesla.
Did you do all the like
more podcasting
auto drive to you things, you know, an auto park?
No, the summon. No, the summon. Yeah. You have to have, I think you have to have the app. So you have to be the registered owner of the car to use auto summon, which it was disabled for the guest, you know, because there's like different profiles and you get into the car and I was logged into guest. I couldn't log into the dudes.
Thing, so it's car profiling,
exactly.
Okay,
but man, it was unbelievable. The seats in those cars are fucking incredibly comfortable.
The I'm autopilot sure thing, you gotta use your dick to start it.
Yeah, it's true. But autopilot is no joke, man. Like, that was incredible experience to have a car just drive you. It was amazing.
Now you had to keep your hands on the steering wheel though.
Very little. Like literally, you have to have like like a featherweights of effort to the wheel to notice that you're there. If you take your hands off the wheel for more than I think like 10 seconds, it'll start like beeping at you. But it has to feel resistance. Because the car, the steering wheel isn't, it's electronic. It's not mechanical.
Okay.
So it has to feel resistance from you.
You can just use your knees like old school.
I think you could, but
I still drive that way.
So I you might have saw a picture I posted yesterday, and it's literally
I saw you texting and driving. Yeah.
Oh, I was watching the Clone Wars. It was amazing. I mean, no, I wasn't. I was not doing that. It's incredible. Like you set how many car lengths you want between you and the front car, people in front of you at all times.
I want 100 links.
You set the maximum speed you want to go to. It'll automatically regulate which lane you're in. You'll have to confirm a lane change, but it knows the car. It knows it's incredible. So if you have the opportunity to drive one, or if you need to have an experience driving one, I would say check out that app Turo, because you can rent one from somebody local. But it's fucking amazing. Like, I cannot wait to figure out a way that I can somehow squirrel enough money away to buy one, because it's an incredible experience. Well,
how cool would it be? Eventually you'll be able to sleep or be on your, phone, or you can do anything you want. Like, you go on a 9-hour trip. Screw it. Let me know when halfway I need to get gas, whatever, if it's electric. That's the problem, is not finding a place to, because I know Cindy and I, before we bought the Lexus, we were looking at electric cars. And I said, the only problem is, I go, because we were thinking I could just charge it at work, and not pay for it. I go, probably the range, most of them are only like 250 miles or something. Like I said, if we travel, where do you charge it? I mean, and how long? And it takes time to charge it. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because on my way home, so it's like 120, 125 miles total from where I picked up the car to my mom's house. After I drop my mom off, and what happens is like you open up the navigation, you type in where you're going to, it calculates the distance, mileage wise. It then goes and looks at your battery and says, okay, you have enough to get home, but if you stop here and plug in for 15 minutes, you'll have 25% battery when you get home. It maps the whole thing out, because these charging stations are popping up like weeds everywhere.
Right. There's a shopping center here that has charging stations.
Yeah.
And I swear, people, I said, the people from those condos are just coming over, because you see all these Teslas. I go, they're not shopping here. They're just going in there charging their car for free.
No. So it's not always free. So you see those charging stations. It's not
free. Well, here at the mall, it's free.
So, that's awesome. So, but
at least I assume it. I don't see
with the Tesla supercharger stations you go to.
San Diego.
What happens is when you plug the charger into the car, the charger understands what car it is, because it's all run by the computer. So you essentially it'll just charge your account. You don't have to swipe anything. You just plug it in, and it knows who you are. So it just charges your account. Now, if you buy a Tesla, I think they give you like 1,000. Like hours of charging or something. I don't know what it is, but 100 hours of charging for free. But it was incredible. So I sat there, I plugged in at a charging station on my way home for 20 minutes, and it added 120 mile to the range.
That's not bad at all, man.
Yeah.
Because I know you're talking about solar panels, because Cindy and I, before we lost our jobs, we were talking about, I was going to put the solar panels in. I did all this research, and I said, I can put them in. And I have a friend who worked at the rig too at the time, who was going to put the battery. He was going to hook all the electrical part. Cause I figured out I could probably get it done for like, $10,000 at the time, the panels and the batteries, everything. Cause I wouldn't be paying a company where we'd be like 25,000-30,000. I would do most of the work. He would do the connection, but he was talking about, cause he was trying to figure out a way for the rink to have not use any, to be on solar and generated power, where he was figuring out a way, because we have what keeps the ice frozen, there's these two generators that go pretty much constantly. He was going to hook something up to generate to the thing that the thing going around with electricity. Okay, that'll work the lights. That'll work this. That'll work the scoreboard. That'll work all this different stuff. Then he goes, you get solar panels that work the lobby lights and, you know, and the compressors. You'd have to pay some, because getting the compressors to work for the ice, you'd have to pay for that. But he basically had it where 75% of our, we wouldn't be, we saved 75% of our electric bill. We'd be only paying like 25%.
That's awesome.
But they let, but they sold out and let us go before.
Yeah.
He did all that. But he was talking about cars. This is how this guy's, that you'd put something in the tires generator that when the tires are going, it generates the car. He goes, they have this capability. He goes, they just don't. He goes, you don't need an electric car. You just have this thing where it generates where the tires are going. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have solar. He goes, eventually you're going to have solar. Everything's going to be so, you know, Tesla came out with the solar tiles for the roof. And that's what what I want to do is I want to do the Tyler Tesla. Cause we're going to replace our roof here soon. I said, I'd like to do that and just have Tesla where everything, it's a solar roof. Like Windows are solar. I mean, everything is solar.
What's cool here for Tesla, as you know, because Tesla bought Solar City or whatever it is. Now they're in the solar panel game. They offer this in a number of states. I'm not sure which ones, but I do know Massachusetts is one of them. But they offer you to rent solar panels.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, right? So it's kind of a no-brainer if you are remotely thinking about getting solar. The question is that you actually get more savings in the long run if you buy it as opposed to rent it. So, there's no strings attached, right? So if you want to in Massachusetts plus a bunch of other states, you can go to Tesla and order their panels. What they'll do is they'll install for free.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put everything up, right? And you pay $100 a month for my size that I would need, which is kind of like a medium size. It's a flat fee. $100 a month. You don't get any of the credits from this federal credit or state tax credit.
They get them.
But you pay $100 a month. That's it. That's all you do. You just pay $100
a month. How much for the king size? Because I'm thinking king size here.
I think $150 a month.
You want those little big circus penises.
But then you just have to pay your electric bill, which is probably going to be reduced by like 80% to 90%. But it's $100 a month. That's it. And if you decide that you don't want them anymore, if you sell the house, they will remove them for free.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
My next door neighbor did the one where he rented the solar panels. And I said, well, what? He says, basically, because I guess our electric company, was it PNC? They screwed up. They did something wrong. And basically the customers are going to pay for it, which always happens. He goes, my bill, when they jack it up 25%, my bill will stay the same as it is now. I'm like, I go, because I like you, Chris, I was looking at that Tesla thing where they put the panels up, and I figured out my bill would have been like $131 a month, but I wouldn't pay any. That's what I would pay for my electric bill would be $131 a month. That paying a Tesla, because Tesla would get all the credits. They would get all the, if I rented them, if I bought them, I get to sell it back to the thing. But again, that's like $40,000 if you do that. So it's like,
The prices are coming down a lot.
Yeah, they are. You get tax credit too.
Yeah, because
even some of the portable ones that, you know, because I was looking at over kind of Christmas, like, you know, you can get some for camping and just like kind of like small ones, you know. And so I was looking at kind of some portable ones that I could take, you know.
Yeah, I've got them
wherever.
Yeah,
for camping. Yeah. You can't take two steps outside without seeing some solar company installer van driving by. They're everywhere now.
It's huge in California because it's so expensive. It's so expensive out
there. Yeah, Massachusetts and California have some of the more advantageous rebates as well.
Well, they just passed a law, I think maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago in California, that every new construction has to have solar panels.
Right.
Is that right?
I mean, it's a good
– I think you were talking about that before.
It's a good idea, I think, for the most part, but it's also – you have to think about, you know, California has a huge housing crisis, and so you just jack the price up on all new development.
I don't know how people afford houses out there anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know, like, oh, add another whatever to your house. And it's like, wow, like I can't afford a million dollar home anyway.
You could be like my state, which is so backwards that they passed a law last year that basically they can never ban plastic bags in our state.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
Yeah, in Indiana, they can't come along and ban plastic bags. So all stores have to offer the plastic bags.
Who? Someone submitted that as a law,
and they passed it because that's how fucked up we are.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, moving to California, you know, you have to use. They still sell plastic bags at the grocery store, but they're expensive. Well, not too expensive, but they're expensive.
Well, usually you have to bring your own a lot of times.
That's what I did. Yeah. Like when I first moved to California, that's when they had just first introduced that law. And the plastic bags they gave me my first trip were super thick plastic bags, which I still use this day. So they're over 4 years old and I still use them. But then within 1 year, all the grocery stores went to a cheaper version.
Yeah, the flimsy bags.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there that do like they want to do good, but they forget. Like you're halfway there, and you're like, "Shit, I forgot my damn bags," you know. And so then you have to buy them again, and they're all 25 cents a bag. And you know, if you have a huge family, you know, you're spending. I mean, it's not much; it's like $5 for more bags. But
that adds up. Of course, you go to Indiana; it's free.
Yeah, but that was one of the things that they did. I remember reading an article about that. How it, in a way, it's good, but in a way, it's also like the plastic that's being consumed by these newer bags is actually more plastic than the ones for the really shitty, thin ones that you get at, like, Indiana.
Well, you're holding your circus dicks, right?
Hey, yeah. Where's the libertarianism about this? I mean, you're forcing a law on these consumers that say, hey, you can't do away with plastic bags. I mean, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. There's a lot of libertarianism and like you shouldn't force people to do things, period. You know, it's like, if I want to pollute, then I want to pollute, you know, but
my mom actually has her trunk of her car is filled with plastic bags. And what she does is she takes them into the store with her. And then if she sees someone without a bag, the out bag, she'll turn around and offer them the bags. And most of the time they're looking at her like, what are you looking at? You crazy lady. I said, Mom, I go, I don't think they, she's like, well, I see you have no plastic bags. Here's some plastic. So you don't have, cause they, like you said, they charge. So here she's trying to do a good thing, but these people look at her like, leave me alone, old lady. I go, Mom, I go, they don't want your bags. Mom, they don't want your bags. I'm not coming shopping with you ever again. Don't.
People are just used to what they're used to, you know, and they don't want to change. Because I thought that was weird, too, at first. And then you get used to it within a month or two. Like, oh, just bring your own bags. It's not a big deal.
We've used the same bag for recycling our in-house stuff for almost a year. We went to our anniversary last year to Angus Barn, they gave us a doggy bag, huge doggy bag for this one little thing we had. I go, well, we'll use this for our recyclable. And I've taped, the handles keep breaking, but I said, I'm determined to make this last a year. And I'm taping it up. It looks like it's like been through a war. But I go, no, we're making it a year on this damn thing.
Wait, you know what? Every year I make it a point. I'm like, okay, this is the year. I'm going to like make sure. And every year I get a little bit better about making sure I always take the cloth bags to the grocery store. And we've been doing it for a long time now. I mean, at least 10 years that we take our cloth bags to the store. The problem is that my wife, she'll take all the cloth bags, jam them in her car. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
And then I go and I'm like, I have no cloth bags left because you took them all. And
people look at you. That's the reason why we can't get rid of plastic bags in our state.
We can't have nice things because of Matt.
I'm a fan of the reusable bags because you can typically do what would be 6 to 7 plastic bags in like 2 of those bags. You just put so much crap in them.
Oh yeah. But, totally.
You know what I used a couple times this month since,
condoms again? I reuse condoms all the time.
You got to save the environment. Just wash them out, right?
Plastic bags for your dick.
So I was, it was New Year's Day, and I had no desire to go to the grocery store whatsoever. So I used Instacart. You guys ever use Instacart?
Never heard of it.
No.
That sounds like
God, it's the best. It's essentially Uber for your groceries.
That's what I was thinking,
You go online. Okay. You create your grocery
list. How
lazy
you millennials are, man.
Dude, it's so good. I used it twice since, or no, 3 times. But it was all like Christmas, or it was New Year's Day, where it's like I had no desire to leave the house. And then the other night, actually, I was working late. My wife was working late. And we had no food in the house. So I placed an order online. And by the time I got home, it was on my doorstep. Nice. It was awesome. You end up paying about 10% more than you normally would for like service fees and like a tip. But, you know, and I don't recommend you use it every time you do a grocery shopping, but man, it is there for you in a pinch. It's awesome.
I'd be too paranoid because, you know, like, you know, if you go to buy strawberries, like I'm the guy that will look through like every single cart, you know, and like they're all bruised.
You
always got this one. You know,
you always got to look at the bottom because they're all beaten up.
I am with you 100% on that, right? And I will tell you, of the three times that I've used it, I've gotten produce all three times, and they did an excellent job in choosing the produce.
Okay.
That was the first thing I looked at.
Yeah.
You know what we do an excellent job of doing on this podcast? Choosing the commercials that we place a break in right in the middle of this podcast. So here's one right now, the best one. And we're back.
What I mean, I'd buy it. I'd buy it. I don't know what it was, but I'd buy it.
It was a bag of dicks. Signed by Antonio Brown. You know, if you own the bag of dick company that sells those little chewy, wouldn't you get Antonio Brown to sponsor you?
Get our gold signature bag of dicks collection by Antonio Brown.
If you're mad at the cops, bag of dicks is the way to go.
Just have him as a spokesperson. Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, when I'm mad, I like to throw a bag of dicks.
Bag of dicks. Well, you know, it's funny because they made it sound like a big. I go, because at first I'm like going, he threw a bag of dicks. I go, how does he have a? I thought they were like, I didn't know what he was. I said, then I go, wait, it looks like a little bag of like gummy bears or something. I go, that's the bag of dicks he threw at the cops. I go, you made it sound like it was a big deal. It wasn't.
He had severed penises in a Stop and Shop or a shopping bag.
Well, what would you put it past him? Hey, Tom Brady, come over here. Man. I'm chopping off your dick, man. Fuck you, Tom Brady.
All of New England is on like Tom Brady watch right now. We're all like ready to go.
That's because the Tennessee Titans
mouths open.
I guess Philip Rivers is already moving.
Well, Tom Brady's already moved.
Philip Rivers. Phil Rivers played. Even though he played in Los Angeles, he stayed. He kept his family in San Diego. He made the commute every day to, you know, Carson or wherever it was.
Yeah, Carson.
But rumor is he's a moving man pulled up and he's gone.
Where to?
I think that now Tennessee they have Ryan Tannehill, so they don't need him. But I think maybe he ends up in Carolina. He's, you know, he played at NC State, so we'll see. I'd like to see him go to the Patriots. I hate Carolina fans, though. They're the worst.
Fuck Philip
Rivers. Even though Patriots fans are the worst, too. Philip Rivers would win you a Super Bowl playing with Belichick. He's had nothing but bad coaches, bad offensive lines for as long as I can remember.
What do you mean Brady's already moved, Chris?
Well, he bought a house during the season. He bought a house in Connecticut,
Connecticut.
Rumor is where he could be playing in New York. I mean, either way, I mean, he's probably. Based upon moving is all I'm saying. Like he's currently where he's moved to. He's about an hour from New York.
Okay, say he goes to one of the New York teams. Which team?
I guess the Jets.
They're Jets.
Yeah, because I mean.
I guess they're
I don't see why. I don't see why. Like, if Eli all of a sudden retired, like, why they would get? You know, it's like another old quarterback for what 1-2 seasons.
I'm assuming the move was primarily for his wife.
Yeah,
but who knows? We'll see.
Well, so I had saw a rumor though that he had cleaned out his locker,
his suite.
Yeah, so
I'm just gonna go ahead and say, you know what? Maybe he does it every off season. I hope.
so you hope he comes back and finishes his career?
Oh my God, yeah.
As a Patriot, even though he's done,
even he's not done. There's no fucking way.
The guy's older than a used bag of dicks.
He is not gonna end his career in a pick six.
No.
I heard he was just throwing pick sixes out the window.
He had a bag of pick sixes. Which would be perfect with Philip Rivers.
he's definitely not done. There's no fucking. And he also posted an Instagram post saying he's got more to prove. So like, who knows?
Well, I could do that.
Well, I mean, in today's world, you don't do that. You don't get people all riled up and then not, unless you're Rob Gronkowski.
But when athletes go, they go quick. And he's 44, right?
45.
He's not 45.
Tom Brady?
I thought he was 44.
44. He's whatever. Okay. He's fucking awesome.
I'm sick of the rumors I'm going to the Chargers. There's no way he goes to that clown show there. There's no fucking way he goes to that clown show there. Maybe they're still in San Diego, but there's no way he goes to Dean Spanos led LA Chargers who are going to lose Bosa and
no.
Because rumor is Travis Henry, not Travis Henry. who's the tight end for the Chargers? Well, Antonio Gates just retired.
He's not going to go anywhere that can't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. So you're saying the Jacksonville Jaguars are out. Steal
that money. Well, Jacksonville, I saw something in Jacksonville where they showed the last 10 season. Four, it was like bad, 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 bad. One play away from the Super Bowl. Bad, 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 bad. It was like, I go, wow, that's amazing that they could be bad 9 out of 10 years. One play away from the Super Bowl. And how are you bad? But there's just teams like that. That's just the way it is.
I don't know. Tennessee might be one play away.
They'll lose it. They'll go all the way and lose by 1 yard.
If I'm Kansas City, I put 9 people on the line and say, okay, Tannehill, you beat us. Yeah. There's Kansas no way I let Henry beat me. There's no way.
Kansas City looked insane. Like the fact that they were down that much and they came back to win it 51-21 or whatever it was.
51-31. But sorry, at one point they were down 24-0. I said, all right, fine. I go out clean the. I had Christmas lights. I still had to put away. I come back. I look at my phone. I go 24-14. I go. So then I watched this. I go. They took the lead at the end of the half. I said, because Mahomes, he's the guy. He's the best quarterback in football right now. He just does it all. I mean, he's just an amazing talent. I say even a Patriots fan would admit that.
He's good.
He's good. When you look at the quarterbacks left. You got Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. You have
Tom Brady.
Still in the playoffs. We're not talking about teams that are sitting at home. Aaron Rodgers, and you're not used to hearing that.
No.
And who else is who's the head of the team in the NFC?
San Fran, who plays for
San Fran. What former Patriot who they should have kept?
The Galloping Chicken.
Garoppolo. Garoppolo.
No. That's a nickname. The nickname I gave him when he played here, and it never took.
Anyway, so you got three of the four teams have good quarterbacks, but Nick, you're not a Titans fan, right?
No, I mean I'll root for them, but I mean I have no loyalty to them.
Even though Kansas City was in the Chargers' division, I should have hated them all the years. I've never hated Kansas City. I don't know why. I think because they're so far away. They were so far away from Sandy. I never understood why they were in the AFC West.
You've never heard of them because they didn't do anything.
No, I remember when I was young, they were one of the best teams in football. When they had Hank Stram and all those guys, you know, Lynn Dawson. And
when was it?
Hank Stram was back in the 60s and 70s. They were a great team. They won the Super Bowl fourth year because the Jets won the first AFC team to win the Super Bowl. And then the Chiefs won the next year. That was the last Super Bowl they've won. Mm-hmm. Diehard fans, though. I mean, it's a sea of red when you see Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're better for the barbecue, but that's just me. Have you seen you see fans, I think it's more like Buffalo fans. Have you seen where, like, at tailgating, they jump off like a truck?
Yeah, it's just silly.
And jump on the table?
Yeah,
it's the Bills Mafia.
Can someone explain that to me?
They ran out of brain cells up in upstate New York. There's not a whole lot to do in Buffalo.
Okay. I was watching one where I think it was Eagles fans. There was a Buffalo fan or some fan up there. He jumped off and they moved the table on him. So he messes the table, and they showed it in slow motion. His neck goes like this.
Oh, that I've seen that. Yeah.
It's like, how did this? And he's just laying there. And I go, all right, did he get back up?
Darwinism at its finest.
Now, do you blame the guy pushing the table, or the guy stupid enough to jump off onto the table? Yes.
Well, both. Both. It's kind of like it's kind of like all of the events that were led to World War One.
Okay.
I'm trying to do a segue there for Nick and Jack's review. So I know.
This producer being a dick and pushing us through. I love it.
Yeah, you got a date?
What chop chop?
Chris, you got some plastic bags to go make?
I don't promote the plastic bags. Just the assholes that take.
That's a big. That's a plastic bag right behind you.
Let's be fair. So he's doing his best work to try and keep us on point and have a nice fluid show that's going to be over before tomorrow.
People hate those. People hate those shows, but that's okay. Anyway, 1917, the movie. Nick, do you want to start it? We both saw it. The other two didn't. One was running a Tesla. And one was making plastic bags.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this film.
Shit to do. Fuck you, man. Okay, I'm busy.
You're busy. All right, busy doing what?
Work. I'm like up to my ears in work, and penis dicks.
That's what I'm saying. Penis dicks. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are those penis sticks in your ears?
Penis is all over the place.
All over the place. It's just a drawing of dicks.
Next year, I want to be your secret Santa.
Penis.
Let's hear about 1917 dicks. Let's go.
So I'm ever since I saw the first previews for it, I was like, oh, I want to see this. This looks pretty good. And of course, it kept building and building. I went and saw it in the theater here. And the first 30 minutes, everyone out there, remember to breathe because you will hold your breath. It doesn't stop,
and that's the way
it doesn't stop. Yeah, I mean, what's great about 1917 is that I think it's five shots the entire time. Like, you don't notice it when they split because most of the film feels like just one steady shot, just to continue. It's almost like being a video game. You're just following,
a la Birdman.
Yeah, like Birdman. Yeah,
never saw Birdman, but yeah,
Birdman was good. Birdman. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
So I think it definitely wins Oscar for best cinematography. Best picture, I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence. I think it's definitely worth a best picture nomination. I don't think the acting is there to justify a best picture.
I like the acting.
Yeah. But, I mean, if none of the actors in it get nominated, that should tell you something though, Jack.
Well, none of them got nominated because they're young and unknown.
No, I mean the kid who is the kid that's in the majority of the film. He was in a couple films I've seen him. Like, one of them was Captain Fantastic with Viggo Mortensen, and then of course you know the younger one. That's Tommen from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
but no, I enjoyed it. I think most people when you watch it will like it. You're definitely immersed into that film and those characters, and it's a good one there, Matt. No, yes, so I liked it. I don't know if I would buy it, but I did like it.
It wasn't the best, because some people think best war movie I ever saw. I thought it was good. There was a couple times where I literally jumped.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The rat.
I don't want to spoil people, but if Nick wants to, it's okay. But there was a couple scenes where I literally went and jumped up like this. But Cindy liked it. I loved it. It was tense. I went in knowing that the premise was basically, I don't want to spoil anyone because I don't want to get accused of spoiling anyone, but the premise is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there
on the preview. Yeah. That's what it is.
But I didn't know some of the stuff that was going to happen during the movie.
Oh yeah.
I just thought it was very well. Like I said, a lot of people don't like the way it was shot. They didn't like the one.
No, I liked that. I felt it was Saving Private Ryan for World War One, but not as good as Saving Private Ryan. In that, I've always wanted a World War One film, and an actual war World War One film. The only thing we have is All Quiet on Western Front. Everything else has always been something else, you know?
Yeah. Well, it gets overshadowed. Then, it gets over, to be fair, it gets overshadowed by World War II, which has had a lot of popular war movies.
But World War I has so much cool shit in it, too. I mean, because you know, you have mustard gas, you have barbed wire, you have tanks, you have so many things, that, and it's all, you could really make a good film of just being in the trenches and the absolute fear of that situation. And I think that's what's good about this movie is the first 30 minutes of them walking through no man's land. I mean, you're just tense thinking like any second now they could die.
Right. Right.
And so I liked that. But it's just like Saving Private Ryan in the way that it's a very focused story within, and the War One is just the theater, and you're seeing glimpses of War One, but it's just these two guys basically trying to complete their mission.
I didn't like it at the end where they saved Matt Damon.
Yeah, he was the worst part.
I did not like that.
He just shows up out of nowhere and starts crying.
When Tom Hanks tells him, we have to save you, but
you didn't hear me fucking yell at you. I was like, no! Matt Damon.
I'm just joking about that. Matt Damon is not in the movie. There are some other people in the movie that you may recognize.
Oh yeah, there's lots of cameos.
I won't spoil you on that. Yeah. But I really liked the movie. The only problem I had with the movie is Cindy and I have been doing this once a week. We go to the Alamo. I've seen like most of the nominated movies I've seen, which is rare because I've been going to the movies. We go to the Alamo Draft House. I get a drink and we order this pizzas. It's like bacon. It's amazing. But I get a baked pretzel, and I said, can I forget the honey mustard sauce and get two quesos? I always say, yes, whatever you want, because they're really accommodating there. So the movie starts. They bring the pizza. They're so busy, it came late. So I go, shut up, Matt. So I go, so I get the pretzel out, and I'm dipping it in. I think the queso stuff like this, I'm dipping it like this. I take a big bite. It's like dripping in the queso. I take a big bite. It's not the queso. It's honey mustard. And I don't like mustard at all. So I'm like, so my wife is looking at me like,
you're choking on the mystery sauce.
Yeah. So she's like, are you choking? I'm like
dribbling down.
I'm like going, no. And so I finally do the right. I couldn't spit it out because it was a crowded movie theater.
Yeah. You had a gag reflex.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, I did.
Honey mustard, was it creamy? When it was dripping?
I don't know because it's dark. The movie is dark.
And honey mustard.
Yeah. I don't know, but the waiter had a smile on his face. So I go, oh my God, this is so gross. And I'm like, so I take a drink, and she goes, what? I go, and it's Alamo Draft, so you can't really talk out. It had honey mustard sauce in it. Because when she acts that way, when she gets a sweet tea. Mm-hmm. She makes this. Jay does a great impression of her, like she's dying, like she's been poisoned, and because she'll get mad at me because I'll bring like we go to a, and she goes, "You didn't try it beforehand." I go, "I don't like tea, so why would I drink your tea to see if it's sweet or not?"
Mm-hmm. Don't
I have the same reaction?
Your tea on other people. I learned that a long time ago.
So I thought it was funny with mustard gas in 1917, and. I had basically the same. I experienced that kind of event because I had.
Are mustard. You comparing yes. mustard gas to fucking honey mustard dressing?
I think it's the same. I would have the same reaction if I got mustard gas sprayed on me.
Your lungs would bleed and vomiting. Mm-hmm.
I was doing the same thing. If you look at my napkin, there was like blood all over the place. I was like, "This is." I go, "Give me a pizza stat." I drank my drink. I'm like, oh my God. So when the waitress, she comes by, I go, God, can you do me a favor? Queso, not any mustard. I'm so sorry, sir. I go, no problem. It took me like half the movie to get the honey mustard taste out of my mouth. It was so gross. I literally thought I was going to die. And so I think that helped me. Maybe that's why I like the movie a little more than Nick. Because I think I was experiencing like war from having the honey mustard sauce. What do you think?
Not buying it.
All I've heard about your review is that someone was a little bitch.
Well, Nick, are you going to take that, Nick?
It wouldn't me.
Well, I order double queso and they bring me double honey mustard. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that?
That's the waiter or waitress being like, this motherfucker comes in here once a week with his wife, orders the same fucking pizza, and just tries to get free sauce from us all the time.
He doesn't even try her tea.
I'm fucking with him.
You know, the funny thing is, because we saw the Star Wars movie, we were in the same seats in the same theater. Because we saw that. I go, this looks familiar. I go, oh, we're in the same seats. They go, have you been here before? I go, you don't recognize us?
That's off. How you talk to them? That's how you talk to them?
Wow.
You don't know who I am? I've been in the theater.
You got something a little extra in that.
The people at the Apple store know who I am.
Yeah. I would not trust that queso sauce next time you start dipping. Yeah.
Nope.
As long as it has a strong queso, I don't care.
I'd start going to showcase if I were you.
Extra creamy for this kid.
Not the white queso.
Unfortunately, it's dark. You can't see, so it could be
exactly.
You guys have a nice movie theater in town. There, I went and saw one of the Avengers films a couple years ago when we were visiting you guys. Hmm. What's the name of the movie theater over there by the outdoor mall ish thing? I don't know if it's outdoor mall, but
Shenanigans.
Are you talking about Nashville or
McGuffin?
In Raleigh.
In Raleigh? Oh, North Hills? Not North Hills. I know which one you're talking about. The one by Jane Collins?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... we used to go there all the time, but it's nothing compared to the Draft House. Plus, yeah, it's further away.
Nice theater.
But it's nice theater. They serve food and stuff like that. Well, yeah, I think you have to go get the food. They don't bring it to you.
Oh.
It's a strike. Yeah, like the theater we have here does that same thing too. Like you order it at the counter and they bring it to you and you're like, it just feels weird to me. Like it's when bringing me my popcorn. Now, like,
you don't even have to, you sit in your seat. They bring it to you.
Yeah. The one in Knoxville was like that. Yeah. Like they come to your seat and order.
Yeah. There's no other way. And plus if someone's talking, you can go, cause someone's phone went off. Mm. Like their alarm. I go,
oh yeah.
I go, I know that's not in the movie because it's 1917.
Yeah. Did you guys see that story right when the opening day of Star Wars where that guy like got thrown out for assaulting another guy for that reason? Because the movie was about to start and the guy was on his phone and like he told him to put it up and he still had it out and like he ended up hitting the guy. Like, I've been waiting for years to watch this shit, you know. And part of me like didn't blame him, but he was a dick when I interviewed him. Like, okay, this guy's a dick. But like I had when I went to 1917. The woman to my left was elderly, which I understand, but she had her phone out for at least the first 5-10 minutes of the movie, full bright on, and I'm just like, do you not know how to put it on fucking dim? I bet you don't. You know. And then the people to my left of me were two people who brought in a full bag of Doritos and ate that damn thing in the theater. And of course, all you're hearing is the fucking rapper the whole time. Just, I'm just like,
stop with the rapper.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think we've been there 13, 14 times and nobody talks. It's nice. You don't have to worry about somebody, you know, thinking they're funnier than, you know, the person on the screen. And this week we're going to go see that movie with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan.
He's a lawyer. The court one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Mercy. Just Mercy.
Mercy, yeah, it's her turn to pick because I had 1917 in the Star Wars movie. So
yeah, I would have told you Bad Boys. So
I don't. Will Smith made a good movie.
Good Men, Good Men.
I mean, seriously, when was the last time he made a good movie?
Which one?
Bad Boys 2.
No, I think Men in Black was out after that. So
yeah, like I said, Bad Boys 2.
Wait, you talking about Martin Lawrence or Will Smith?
I think we're talking about Will Smith.
Oh. Will Smith, and I like Will Smith. I like Will Smith.
I think Will Smith's
he's made some clinkers, man.
Yeah, the last Will Smith movie I thought was good was Hitch. That's 2004.
That was a terrible movie.
Hitch, I love Hitch. Terrible. I like Hitch.
Oh God, that's brutally bad. That was terrible.
What? All right, IMDb, we go.
Yep, here we go. These are all soundtracks. What about Aladdin? He was in Aladdin recently.
Come on. The movie where he made was a remake of The Omega Man or that it was called something else. That wasn't bad, right? Where he's alone and then he cries over the dog dying. That was good.
But yeah, but they changed the ending.
Yeah. Just most of the time when I see Will Smith, I go, oh, hell no.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What is it? I Am Legend. That's the one you're thinking of.
I Am Legend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of I Am
Legend. That was good.
Yeah.
That was bad. So, I mean, it felt like a remake of a 70s movie to me. So, now, didn't you guys have some other thing that you wanted to review?
Well, I thought y'all were looking up Will Smith. But yeah. Like, so I think Chris had originally recommended it a while back, and I knocked it out over the weekend to watch The Witcher on Netflix.
Yes.
Finished that from beginning to end, which was very good, very satisfying first season. I can't believe I had to wait a year and a half for the next season.
I know.
They said that it's confirmed for 2021, so it's at least a year or more, a little more than a year. I kind of felt that we needed another episode because it left you like no resolution whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it's a good series. I'm glad I watched it.
It's on my list.
I have not watched The Witcher yet.
The Witcher, it's a good one. Yeah.
I might have to wait just a year so that I don't have to like.
I wouldn't blame you. Yeah, I mean that's kind of like what I did with Stranger Things. You know, I waited until I think what 2-3 months before season two started and watched it. So
it's kind of what Chris is doing with Clone Wars. He's
got Clone
Wars because the last season is coming up. So.
It's coming, yeah. Talk about that, Chris. Like, so you're through season two now of Clone Wars.
Yeah. Through season two, it's good, man. It's interesting. It is a little bit choppy. Now, you know, we were talking about this before we started recording, talking about like, the continuity and the order of the episodes and such. And it's a little bit dodgy in that sense. But I find myself kind of like drifting off when I'm watching it. I'm not like super invested into it. But overall, it's good. It's crazy how expendable the clones are. You don't get that from the movies, right? So you don't really feel that like that because in the Clone Wars cartoon, the clones all have varying levels of different personalities. They actually play a much more pertinent role in the Star Wars universe than they do in the movies. Cause in the movies, they're just soldiers and you don't see them, their faces. But they have real backstories, which is kind of cool. I'm digging it, man. I just got to see young Boba Fett be a badass, which is kind of cool. Saw the demise of Slave One, which made me sad.
That movie sucked too.
For everyone out there, we're listing in the chat Will Smith movies, and we're silently judging them as they're being listed.
Hancock,
not silently at all, actually.
Yeah, not silently. Yeah,
sorry.
I think you'll like because you haven't watched Rebels yet either, Chris. Right?
No, I mean I've seen a few episodes of Rebels, but I've only seen like first couple.
You'll find that this is similar in that the season one we've talked about the season one. They're just kind of like okay, and then season two, you're like okay, it's getting a little bit better, and then because the Rebels, it took me basically all the way to the end of season two to go like all right, I'm watching this because like the last episode of Rebels is season two is pretty badass.
Yeah, I think I've only seen the first episode actually, and it reminded me of watching Aladdin. I feel like the beginning of Aladdin, the movie.
It's a whole new world. Hey, can I ask a question? I'm looking at this list you guys are typing. How does Will Smith keep working?
He hasn't worked in a long time.
I'm looking at these movies, because he had that one that came out this year where he was like, there was someone cloned him or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it even was out a week.
Yeah,
nobody wants to clone him.
Hand.
Oh, just to add on to what Chris was saying though about the clones, I've been rewatching it with my kids. Chris and I actually talked about this before you guys jumped on, and my kids actually did the same thing that Chris did. They were like, "Man, the clones!" Like they actually like feel for the clones, and I think it's one great thing that the actual show does that the movies never did, which that shows you the humanity of the clones.
Well, can't you just say fuck them? They're just clones.
No, I mean, like, it makes you sympathize for them. You don't feel anything for them in the movies, but in the TV show, you actually are like,
I can just clone them.
And the other thing that it does is it actually creates a better bond with Anakin. Like, you actually are like, okay, this guy's, understand why he's a good guy, you know? So, all right. Break out your cheese balls, buddy.
I had a couple other things I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube, if you're a Western fan, I was goofing around, and I, of course, I like Western movies. I think, Nick, you like Western movies.
Absolutely.
There's a YouTube channel called A Word on Westerns. It's, I think, Rod Moore, Rod something. He has different guests that were in, like, these movies like The Wild Bunch or Magnificent Seven, TV shows like Gunsmoke, and all these different Westerns. It's all about Westerns. And they talk about different, Wild Wild West. That fucking show, that movie absolutely sucked. That movie
was terrible.
But no, it's on YouTube, and it's, if you like Westerns, if you like old Westerns and hearing about different actors and stuff like that, it's a lot of fun to watch. And they're like, I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. About 8 or 9 minutes long, and it's pretty smooth. And but check that out. But I didn't want to talk about, so I'm not the PC police. Let's just say that right off the. I mean, I think political correctness has probably gone too far. If you ask me, it's probably gone too far. So I'm watching the Chiefs game, and I'm going back and forth on Twitter, and I don't know how this ended up on my feed because it wasn't somebody I followed. He put, and this is him putting it. He goes, yeah, watching Andy Reid and who's the other coach? Andy Reid and who are they playing? And Bill O'Brien, coach, is like watching two retards fight. And he had a picture. I go, holy crap. And usually I ignore that crap, but that word's pretty offensive to me. And I go,
wait, who's it?
Some guy on Twitter. And I said, so I put, I go, I don't know how I saw it. Probably someone I follow retweeted it because it literally had, I don't know, it was more offensive, the fact that someone would still put that. This is why I said. I said, 2020 and people still putting up stuff like that they think is funny or think okay to say, not cool, dude. Well, he retweeted what I said so his followers could, you know, attack me, which I didn't care. But he had someone, it must have been a burner account because he literally had, he was following three people, had no followers. He goes, nobody cares that you're offended. And I said, well, people who have followers and class do. And that's how I left it. But he literally had, I don't know, it was more offensive, the fact that he put that, or he literally had over at one point 1,000 people, and he only had like 1,500 followers, but 1,000 people liked it and like 300 people retweeted it. Again, I'm not the PC police, but it's 2020.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's just wrong. Like, it's just
and people were attacking him, saying, you know, what a fucking asshole you are. What did this and that? Again, I don't usually. It's like I said, because I used to hang around a person at the rink. Matt knows him. You guys have heard of him. He used that word all the time, and I literally say, dude, that word.
Oh, I think you're gonna say that he was that way, but okay,
no. I go, that word is really offensive to me, and I don't like the way you're using it. And finally, he just got to the point and said, but then he was going to San Diego. I go, look, and he was going to be around my mom. I said, I'm going to give you a heads up. I go, you use that word all the time. Do not say it around my mom because she will chew you up and spit you out. I go, don't do it. And then he had a girlfriend at the time who had, her two sons were brats, just really brats. She didn't discipline them at all. He came, the kid I think was like 9. He came up to me one time, he goes, do you know what the R stands for in Republican? Little R. I go, I have no idea. He goes, retard. I go, well, just to let you know. I go, you probably don't know. I go, that word is offensive to me. I don't like it when it's used that way. And he goes, well, you know, such and such use. I go, I don't care. I go, I don't want to hear it. So he just went, you're a retard, you're a retard, you're a retard. And she never said anything to him. And she was like, Miss, you know, we got to save the planet. We got to save this. But she was okay with her son. So, again, I don't like to make this, you know, I don't go out of my, you know, soapbox too often. But I go, that's just word. I go, I can't believe people are still using that word to try to be funny in 2020. And that's all I said. I didn't get into it because he didn't come at me. He was a coward. And, you know, it's the internet. I don't know why people are afraid to, you know, it's not like I can reach to the screen and punch in the face, which I probably would have done. But again, there's just certain words out there you can't use anymore, right? It was never funny, but at one point it was acceptable. Now it's to the point where I could, like I said, I don't know, it was more offensive that he used it and didn't delete it because people were saying, I'm reporting this tweet. So I don't know what happened because I don't follow him, but that at least 1,000 people liked it and at least 300 people retweeted it. So
that's like a Russian bot there. You know, you got your tweet dick and some Russian bot.
Yeah. So. I don't know what it was, but I was like going, and then people were like, and then the guy that said the comment about, you know, and someone said it's Y-O-U possibly R-E, not Y-O-U-R. So anyway, so I said, okay, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to spend my entire day trying to teach this guy what he's saying is wrong. I made my case and I said, you know, come on. It's not funny.
It's not, it's classless to be proud of saying it.
Yeah.
You know, and it what's interesting is like, you know, the using that term for somebody is completely derogatory, but you're right, because there was a time that it wasn't deemed as offensive to the populace, right. To those who it was representing, probably very much so, right? But it was almost a very commonly used thing, and even in the last few years, the past tense of the term is still used. And I will fully admit that I have actually caught myself, not recently, but I have caught myself using the past tense of that word as like referring to something as being, you know, stupid or dumb. And I caught myself and I said, wow, like, you know, like I just said that. And it wasn't because of any malice or try, you know, or whatever. It just happened to have been like a normal part of a kid growing up's vocabulary back in the 80s and even the 90s. And I caught myself and I remember I said it, not thinking anything of it. And then I heard myself say it and I stopped what I was talking about. And I said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that word. And since that time, I've never, ever used it. But it's crazy how that, just 20 years ago, that was like,
yeah, it was very, because I remember because my mom will literally, she's lost friends because of it.
Yeah.
Because they've used the word. She will stop. She, you know, if they fight back with her, she literally, my mom's the kind of person that you don't fight with. Cause if you fight with her, she's going to fight to the death, and she just will. And for me, it's offensive. I don't use it. I learned at a very young age not to use it, because I think I remember saying something and I got my ass kicked because I said something about, you know, and I think I was like 4 or 5. that was it. I never once did it again. But my mom, like I said, I'm not the PC police. I'm not here to teach people, especially if you're not my kid, right from wrong. But I don't know what it was. I said, come on, really? We're using this as a, to describe the two coaches, and we think this is funny, and people are liking it.
Well, it's like the term "that's gay," right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we've come a long way from that. I know my daughter is in middle school, and that's still a very common, you know, thing that's being said still to this day. You know, so that shows you how backwards my state is. But
well, it's not just your state. I hear it all the time.
Reusable bags.
That's just gay. So recently we started watching a show with our kids, Mixed-ish. You know, it's a spinoff of Black-ish, and you know, we like the show because it takes place in the 80s, and we've been watching it with our kids because it depicts the 80s in a way that we can actually like tell our kids, like, no, this is how things were, you know, and kind of like also kind of progressively, you know, create some conversations with our kids. And so that was actually brought up, I think, either in episode 1 or 2, the dad refers to something, or not the dad, but the granddad, you know, who is just like uber 80s, rich guy or whatever. And so he refers to something as being gay. And so, you know, so it's created an interesting dialogue with our kids about that. And so, But it's unfortunate that that's still some type of a derogatory slang, just as you know, this word, you know, and phrase, you know, using retarded as a way of putting things down. You know, we can't just kind of move beyond that. I mean,
well, it's just like being a bully. I mean, you're picking on someone who most of them can't defend. You know, my sister's has cerebral palsy, and you know, she can't talk or walk, and she can't. And there's no way she can defend herself, but people would think it's okay to, and I heard it all growing up. I mean, it was just, you know, people that would just, and adults would come up to you and go, "What's wrong with your sister?" And you're like going, "Well, I'm like 10 and these people are 30 or 40 in the, you know, the stares and stuff like you get. And it's just like, I can't believe people, again, I get it back then, but we should have come a long way.
Yeah.
And again, I just can't believe, and I didn't report the tweet. I'm not going to tell on him. I don't care. You know, I made my comment. I, you know, his followers said something afterwards. I go, "I'm not going to get into it with you. You're assholes. You're idiots. And I'm not going to waste my time with you."
Well,
I'm not going to sit there.
I just want to burn this asshole to the ground now. So
I could have retweeted it, and I have enough followers that they probably would have gone after him. But I go, "I'm not doing this. It's not. I'm not gonna give him probably the attention he wants." You know, it just to me. I said my piece, and I'm like, again, I don't usually go. Again, don't say it around my mom. But if you say it around, you know, me, I'll probably, you know, I might once in a while say, "Hey, you know, I don't like that. Don't, you know, don't use that term." But most of the time, I'm like going, because I've had people around me do it, and I go, I kind of cringe. I got customers that, like, when I used to work, and you go, you know, they go, "What?" And I go, "You know, I don't really like that word." And they go, "Oh, I'm sorry." And it's like, okay, well, why are you still saying it? But that's it. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we all have to learn. We all, I, you know, I say things I shouldn't say, and it's like, okay, that's bad now. Okay, I won't say that. But again, that's just I just wanted to get off my chest.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, this is our time to chat and talk about things that have happened, you know. So, so to segue, is there any other TV shows or things that you wanted to talk about, Nick?
Wanted to bring up what Chris. So, for everyone out there, maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't notice. But maybe two nights ago, Chris decided to finally watch John Wick 3. And not only did he choose to watch it, he chose to live stream his viewing scene for scene with timestamps. And if you notice, just over the hour mark, for some reason, the live stream just stops.
This is – okay, so it's like 57 minutes in or whatever. This is what you could see at my house, or where I'm sitting, because I watched it right here. You saw this. I was out cold. I may or may not have had some edible treat.
20.
I was watching it, and like, what's funny is like, Nick's right. I started like furiously typing stuff up, and Nick liked a couple of things I was typing, and then he just said, "Fuck it, I give up. I'm not going to listen to him." I realized that I was like, "Oh,
Nick said, I have a life.
I'm being the guy who's causing like notifications on people's phones to start going off because you're subscribed to the group. You might get no." I'm like, I kind of feel bad about that, but yeah, whatever. I'm gonna keep going. And I was doing some live blogging of the show, the movie, and the first like opening 15 minutes of that of John Wick 3 are fucking incredible.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All three are great, you know, and the first one's good. And then the second one, you're like, wow, like they topped the first one. And then you see the third one, you're like, where can they go from there? Especially the first third of that movie, the way he kills so many people in the first bit, you're like, oh, it's just mouth wide open, just wow, what is happening? It's a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed what I watched. Good thing someone timestamped it so I can go back and pick up where I left off. But it was
good. I am going to watch because you guys have talked about it so much. I'm eventually going to go.
Well, it's just, oh, because right, because you were defending Dirty Harry, saying it was the best. And then we were like, no, John Wick. You know,
you'll never convince me that something's better than Dirty Harry.
I mean, you have to realize that, I mean, the John Wick, there's no way anyone could do what he does. Like, and like how many things happen to him and he still lives. Like, no, like he'd be dead. But that, so
yeah. Dirty Harry's believable. Mm-hmm. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat. I am to the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I was wondering how your rewatch was going.
I have the one more episode to go. And the finale, I'm enjoying it. It got better as the seasons went along. It got funnier.
I might have to jump into the Mary Tyler Moore Show because I've been watching Taxi. That has been my new jam. And
they don't have all the episodes on there, though.
Exactly. It's so frustrating.
Because I was going to start watching it. I went, well, you're skipping. Where's the gym slowdown episode? Why? Where's Jim that he got addicted to Pac-Man and Louis paid him in quarters?
The Pac-Man is on there.
Is it on there? Okay, because he pays him in quarters, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the slow down's in season two. I know that.
Yeah, because they had the other guy for season one that didn't work out. He got canned. He got cut to the curb. Kicked to the curb. Yeah.
John. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like going.
He crashes a cab 804. That's kind of like the season.
Oh yeah, because they have that's a two parter. Yeah,
yeah, but which also has Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like people that Ted Danson appears in the show. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks appears in the show. All of the T's. So, but I've been enjoying it. And Jim is my favorite character. Like I watch him and it just stop laughing. The episode in which he is a door-to-door salesperson and he comes in and he just pours all of this shit all over the carpet. I mean, he's just like rubbing it in and the woman's just like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, no, no. This stuff is great. It's going to work.
And then he's going to take it right out.
And then he pulls out of his bag and it's like it's an encyclopedia. And he's like, oh, I'm selling books.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah. No, Taxi's a great show, but I look and I go, 1, 2, yeah. 3, episode 8. I go,
it skips around. Yeah, it's really frustrating.
It's like they didn't get the whole access to them. Yeah. You're talking about Netflix, right?
Hulu.
Hulu?
Yeah.
Maybe it is Hulu. Maybe it is Hulu. I'm sorry, it is Hulu. That's where I'm watching Mary Tyler Moore. But I might watch Bob Newhart next.
Sure.
Because it was on after Mary Tyler Moore, and I'm a big Bob Newhart fan. But yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, it gets better because most shows don't. They get weaker as they go along. But Mary Tyler Moore got better. And how is Ed Asner? He becomes like a player. I mean, we've all seen Ed Asner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He becomes like the a chick magnet type guy. And I'm like going, how is this? I mean, I see him. How is this possible?
Well, some people have charisma off screen.
You know? Well, I thought about asking him on Twitter, saying, "Hey, dude, what's the deal with you and Lou Grant? I don't get why all of a sudden women are just dying to go out with you." Because it wasn't that he was married the first two or three years, then Edie breaks up with him. Spoiler: sorry for you people that don't know that. But anyway, but one episode away from the entire series of seven seasons.
Tune in next episode on the Ramblecast when we hear Jack's official breakdown of the season series.
Most people won't like it, but I think it still holds up. I still laugh at a lot of the jokes. The Chuckle the Clown episode is still one of the funnier episodes on TV. You guys have seen Chuckle the Clown, right?
You've talked about it quite a bit. We actually got a rash from it. So
yeah,
because then we start talking about
home. Out into hives every time you mention the name.
I'm telling you, if you haven't seen the Chuckle the Clown episode, it's one of the funnier episodes of TV in history of television.
Because yeah, then we start talking about Homie D Clown.
and you know what we don't play?
What?
Homie don't play that game.
Homie don't play that. What happened to that? I mean, that show.
They're doing, I think, a reunion.
Sometime. Are they?
Yeah, because it's been 30 years or something like that.
Fire was it? Fire Bob? Or what was it? What was the character of Jim Carrey's?
Yeah, Fire Marshal Bob.
Oh, Fire Marshal Bob. Yeah.
Fire Marshal Bob.
Something.
He's all burnt.
Are those matches you're playing with on the thatch roof?
Oh, that show was funny.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the character that comes in with the pickle jar, but there's a lot of different characters.
That's Nick, right? For a
handle. It works.
The homeless guy that like comes in and he's got the pickle jar. Anyway,
yeah.
So
pickle juice works. Activated charcoal.
One thing that we don't play is we don't play this podcast past a certain point. And I know one of these podcasters has got a big day tomorrow.
No, he does. After two days of work, he should be rested up.
No, I'm yeah. Well,
I have two grandkids tomorrow.
I've got a kid with the shits and 101 fever.
Which one's that?
My son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's been out of sorts today. And he had a 4-hour nap in the middle of the day.
Nice.
And he woke up pissed.
I had, because usually I had both grandkids.
I'd say day shitty. Before,
I only had one grandkid.
I had two blowouts today.
But my grandson had shots yesterday.
Oh.
It's 4 months old. I go, oh, not shots. So he's usually so quiet you forget about him. He's just a quiet, happy-go-lucky. He was fussy today. My granddaughter, who wasn't as fun, but I couldn't get them to nap at the same time. So I didn't get my nap. So I was a little upset. Just because I need my nap.
Yeah.
Oh, poor kid. He's always smiling. So
look at those cheeks.
Yeah, his eyes are all bloodshot. Looks like he had a couple of gummies, but he's just not.
he'd get into dad's stash.
Maybe that's why he had the shits. You know?
I didn't want to say anything about Jack because he had that really great, talk earlier about saying certain words and how, but I don't know why you were giving your grandson shots. I mean, that is not cool, man. Not cool.
Well, I won so that he passed out first.
Oh,
yeah. You take one. I take one.
Can't handle it, huh, kid? Yeah, he's a good kid, but it's like, it's just like two of them together. It's like, well, it's funny because my granddaughter, she's now accepted him that he's there. But there's this chair that we had, some Zach. It's like a little chair that you put them on where they can have little they can play things. You know, there's a little stuff they can hit and stuff like that.
Circus penis.
Yeah, circus penises. Well, they like them. And then what's funny, because she knows that I put him in that chair once in a while. But she likes to sit in that chair. So I go upstairs, and we got a gate now because she's been running up the stairs, and she's only 16 months. She wants to go see the fish in my room. But I go, no, you can't go up. So we got this. We went and got this really nice gate. So she can't, because she was breaking down. We had the plastic one. She was just ripping it down like she's Godzilla. And so then I go, I'll be back in a minute, baby. So she's pulling on the gate trying to... Because she wants to go upstairs. I go, no, I'm going to get Hayden. I'll be down in a minute. So I bring Hayden down. She sees me. She goes running back to the chair and jumps in it so he can't get it.
Right.
Yeah. I go, God, you're just like the other two. I talked about all four grandkids. Well, all three grandkids have that selfish, like, they're good grandkids, but they all, I want that for myself. And she can't, she'll like hover over him until he gets out of it. You know, you pick him up, change the diaper, she jumps in it.
Human nature.
Yep. Yeah, I guess. So anyway, it's fun, but long days.
I had two labs that were that way. Not to compare your grandkids to dogs, but
that's fine.
there was one, dog sleeping thing that they even though they had God knows how many, there's one that they both loved, and there were times you walk outside and they would just be looking at each other, both of them squeezing this little bitty dog bed and just growling at each other. Even though they were brothers and they would never fight, they were like face to face. And just like, geez, like, what is
today? Today, Hayden's sitting in it, and I go, what are you doing, Ava? And she's got her foot on the couch and she's pushing her foot under his legs. I go, are you trying to kick him out of the chair? And we bought her a nice chair and she won't sit in it. She doesn't, I go, you know why? Because it doesn't recline. She likes the reclining action of a chair. So, because Cindy bought her this chair, it's like a cat chair. It's all, I go, she hates it. She won't sit in it because it doesn't, I go, it doesn't recline. So what I do is I get like a plastic tub so she can put her feet up so she can sit and watch her little videos and her like bubble guppy videos as her feet are kicked
fucking
back.
Fucking bubble guppy.
Bubble. Like, I think we talked about it before. Maybe you weren't here, Chris, but they're fish. But do they act like fish?
I know far too well the bubble
and Mr.
guppies.
And Mr. the teacher grouper, I call him Mr. Groper. I don't trust him at all. I want a background check on Mr. Groper.
All right, I don't want to cut this podcast short, but I'm going to just say that if you want to take this to the next level, Jack, you need to go to Amazon.com/JanJack, buy an extra chair, and just save yourself all of the selfish desires.
I don't think it would work because you even have, you know, that chair where, I don't know, Chris, if you have it, it's a chair where they can, where young infants can sit up. It's like a blue foam type chair.
Tumbo.
Yeah, that's what it's called. She will go. I go, you're too big to sit in that. And she's like trying to cram herself because he sat in it. So now she's like, I go, you're stuck in it because you're too big to be sitting in that chair.
You're being an asshole, kid.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I just was directing all of our listeners to Amazon.com/JanJack for all of their purchases that they want to help out the show, help out the podcasters and what we do here on this show. Don't mean to cut this podcast show short, but I'm trying.
Chris needs a Tesla.
Chris also needs a nap, and so that's why I'm trying to end the show. on a wing and a prayer. You can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JanJack. You can become a patron there. You can also go to just JanJack.com. It has all of those things that we talk about. And there's a few patrons that make this show possible that we like to thank. We love them all. You're great. You know, the dollar to $5, $50. We love it all. I'm just like Scrooge McDuck over here, just rolling in all the coins. No, I'm not. But if you do want to send us Scrooge McDuck's vault, send it to us at the patron level and blah, blah, blah. I lost my mojo here.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's late.
Yeah. A few years ago.
I taught 3 classes today. I'm done. I'm done talking to people, okay? All my metaphors are shot. They're all shot. I gave the best stuff.
Well, what you should be doing is your stuff in the chat is what you should be.
Okay.
Did you thank the patrons? Because Joanne with a plan likes the way you do it on Owen Brews, so I'm not doing it anymore.
I know. I don't have special names for them. But if I were to come up with special names off the fly, I would say Tack from Tack Attack. I can't come up with names off it. I usually write this shit down ahead of time, and I can't come up with it on the fly.
Canned humor.
So instead, I'll just attach it to everything that I wrote that is Will Smith base. So Tack from Annie, the 2014 version. Let me finish with the patrons that make this show possible.
I'm sorry. I didn't know his name.
Tack from Annie, the 2014 version. Thanks for doing what you do. Ed, the creepy letter carrier from I Am Legend.
At least you gave him a good movie.
Maggie from Men in Black 2.
Two? She only one?
Eckhart Richter Hancock. Thanks. Guy. Joanne with the plan called Suicide Squad. Keep them coming. And
derailed.
And Drake, the iRobot, Bad Boys 2, Ali, and Wild Wild West. You got it all. Thanks for doing what you do as well. I hope I
didn't even like Ali. I thought that was boring.
Thank you for all the patrons for making this show possible. And before Jack can say it, this was a great show. It was one in a million. At least it's one in 2020. Come back next week. Maybe we'll have some sheets for you.
Am I wrong on Ali? Such an interesting guy, and it was a terrible movie.
I'm just going to cut you guys off.
It should have been about Joe Frazier.
Matt does such a phenomenal job of tying up the loose ends of the show and bringing it to a close. No. And essentially gives his sign-off. And Jack just continues his conversation.
The show can end.
But you know what? I got it back, Joanne, with a plan. You are good at doing the names because she said she completely stops listening except for Owen and Brew's barbecue.
Okay, well, I phoned it in today. Sorry, Joanne, but you're part of the Suicide Squad.
No, you can do it from now on. That's okay.
Great I don't have to do everything from now on.
You didn't do anything for a minute 32. You just sat here putting your little funny comments in the chat.
I'm letting you guys. You guys were talking about World War One and shit. So
an hour ago.
All right, great show, kids. One in a million. Suck it, Jack.
That's a nice idea. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Honey mustard.